Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say again, very pleased to see that Devil Radio has developed an app. You can download it from Google, Apple. You can download it from the website. Carry it in your phone everywhere, 24/7 at any time. No matter where you are, you have access to your favorite show on Devil Radio. Very, very glad to see that happen. A lot to talk about today. Let's jump right in. There are several big stories, but one that is domestic is Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, today there's going to be a vote. This morning there's going to be a vote. And all the indications are that slippery Kevin McCarthy has engineered her removal from the number three slot in the leadership of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. And they're going to slide in Representative Stefanik from New York, who is compliant with Donald Trump, who mouths the fraud lie that somehow Trump was cheated out of office in the last election. And Kevin McCarthy, even though he doesn't believe that in his heart, and according to Republican insiders, they were asked, how many members of Congress do you think truly believe that that election was fraudulent in some respect? And they said maybe five out of over 200 in the House of Representatives. And I could tell you who those five were, of course. Be Mo Brooks, Gomer Gossert, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Right there off the top, five nuts. Now, there are others who are bad news. Matt Gaetz, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Nunez of California. There's a lot of other bad ones, but only roughly five that truly so paranoid they believe it. And yet, a majority of them will vote to remove Liz Cheney. Now, Liz Cheney is not going quietly into that good night. That's the great Dylan Thomas poem, "Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light," he wrote in memory of his dying father. Well, Liz Cheney is saying baloney, and she got up on the floor of the House of Representatives late yesterday, in the evening, actually, and blasted Trump again. She blasted him again. And she did it not in a personal way, not in personal terms. What she said was, and she never named him by name, but what she said was, here we have a former president who has lied about the election, and he has instigated violence in an attempt to overturn a democratically conducted election, and we cannot tolerate that. We cannot tolerate that. That is a paraphrase. She said it more eloquently and frankly, with more punch than that. With more punch than that. A former president provoked an attack to steal an election. That's what Liz Cheney said. Now, what do we read into that? Well, what you have is a majority of Republicans who will vote to remove her, but many of them are not happy about it. Many of them are not happy about it. Several have given interviews that said that not for attribution, so that their names would not be used. And in these interviews, they said, one of them said, they criticized McCarthy. They say, McCarthy is throwing Liz Cheney to the MAGA wolves to get Trump support for Speaker of the House. McCarthy is throwing Cheney to the MAGA wolves to get Trump support for Speaker of the House. What does that mean? They are hoping, and they may be foolishly expecting, because I don't think it's going to happen, that after the 2022 elections, the Republicans will have a majority of the House of Representatives. Partly as a result of redistricting, because of the census, Texas and Florida picked up a bunch of seats. New York, California, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan each lost seats. And then number two, historically, the incumbent president loses some seats in the middle of his first term. And we only have about an 8-seat majority. And one of them in Florida, Alcee Hastings' seat, he passed away. DeSantis, the governor, won't schedule an election to replace him. And when it is scheduled, he's going to have a prohibition, according to their law, that anybody who runs who's in a present office, one version of it is that they can't run if they're in a present office. I think that's unconstitutional. The other one is if they run and lose, they can't go back and run for the other office. In other words, interfering with our bullpen of most promising candidates. Now, why is Liz Cheney, and I think it was a magnificent speech yesterday, why is she standing up like this? You know, there's a lot of politicians who would sort of scurry around and look alarmed and try to line up votes to not throw her out. And she isn't doing any of that. And I respect that. And I think it's tactically smart, too. It's very tactically smart, too. Because she's not going to line up enough votes to make sure that she doesn't get thrown out. You have people in the Republican caucus, so many of them, the Freedom Caucus, this caucus, people who used to belong to the Young Americans for Freedom. They like authoritarian structure. Their donors have bullied McCarthy. McCarthy is bullying them. They'll vote to get rid of her. And secondly, they're deathly afraid of Trump. They don't like Trump. They know it wasn't a stolen election. Maybe five of them do, the real nuts, but the rest don't. But what they don't want is when they're running for re-election in 2022, some county board member in their district, some alderman, some state representative runs against them, and Trump starts issuing statements that they're no good, they betrayed America and Trump, and endorsed the other person. If he does that, history has shown, recent history, that, and you know, 30% of the electorate might buy that. Well, you take even a newbie or an unknown and start them off with a 30% lead, or strike that 30% in the bank, that's pretty heavy. And it's very dangerous for incumbents. And you have to be an exceptional incumbent like a Mitt Romney, whom that wouldn't work against. Mitt Romney was the governor of Massachusetts before he became the senator from Utah, presidential nominee for the Republican Party in 2012, successful businessman. And, you know, he is such a national figure that putting up Joe Schlockmeister against him and having Trump say Mitt Romney's no good isn't going to do it, not in Utah. But with some of these congressional seats, it absolutely would do it. So they're going to get rid of her. What is she planning to do? I watched her speech and her demeanor. It was excellent. Her demeanor, what she said and how she said it, it was measured, it was poised, it was strong. Well, she's up for re-election in 2022, and she is going to run for re-election. And there's increasing evidence in Wyoming. Wyoming only has one member of Congress. There's two senators. Every state has two senators, but Congress is apportioned by population. Wyoming only has roughly 700,000 people, so they get one congressional seat, and she's it. And a handful of opportunists and ne'er-do-wells and bottom feeders have come out of the woods, crawled out from under rocks to run against her. Trump's attacking her and so forth. But Wyoming is a pretty independent state. It's a Republican state. It gets more in federal dollars back than they pay in. But they're pretty independent. And apparently they don't like Trump pushing her around. They don't like that. Many of them voted for Trump. Many would again. But they like her resolve, her spunk, the steel in her spine. New York Times article, did some interviews with some of these people, and hardcore Republicans and hardcore Democrats alike in Wyoming are standing tall for Liz Cheney. And the Democrats saying, look, I'm a Democrat, but I'm not having our member of Congress pushed around like a dog. And the Republicans saying, she's strong, she's tough, she should stand strong. I think she's going to win. Because if there's a multi-party or multi-individual primary, it only takes a plurality. She may only need 35% of the vote. She can get that. She comes out of that reelected. She's a strong potential nominee for the Republican Party in 2024. And even if she's beaten, I think given the circumstances, she is a very plausible candidate and certainly a very plausible vice presidential candidate. Now, Joe Biden's my guy, supported him all his political life and always will. And I am in this coming election, but I would really love to see a responsible Republican Party returned with people who, yeah, they're conservatives, but they're patriots first, they're for our democracy first, and they are not going to betray our country. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.